All right, things are getting pretty exciting in the NFL. Super Bowl 50 is going to be played early next month. Exciting for everyone, especially so for those of us whose teams are still in the playoffs. Now, this will easily be the most watched televised event of the year, with roughly a third of American households expected to tune in for the Super Bowl. It was not always that way. The first Super Bowl was played back in 1967, and it seemed to matter so little back then that the networks broadcasting the game, NBC and CBS, just erase the tapes afterwards. The video of that game was long believed to be lost forever until now.
Hello again, everyone. This is Jim Simpson along with George Radovan from the Coliseum in Los Angeles. And this is it, the American Football League National Football League Championship.
Wasn't even called the Super Bowl then. It turns out the NFL's own production unit was also filming the game. NFL Network has now stitched together that archival footage with NBC's original radio broadcast. And tonight on the NFL Network, the entire game will be aired again for the first time since 1967. NFL senior producer David Plaut said they spent months scouring through their archives for footage, and then they had to piece it all together.
I likened it to a jigsaw puzzle.
A puzzle with 145 pieces, one for each play. The teams playing on the field, the NFL's Green Bay Packers and the AFL's Kansas City Chiefs. Now, back then, pro football was much less popular than baseball, less popular than boxing, even college football. But David Plaut says the teams on the field were still pretty impressive.
You had a game where you had 14 future Hall of Famers, two Hall of Fame coaches, a lot of great immortal players who many people have never seen play. And for at least for one evening, you're going to see them come alive again.
And for those watching tonight, Plaut says you're probably going to notice some differences, but also some similarities between the game now and then.
The athletes are not as big. They're certainly not as fast. But the game is fundamentally played in the same way. Where the Super Bowl is different is in the way that it is presented. It is so much more of an event of entertainment and spectacle than it was.
I mean, think about the halftime show. Back then, it was, let's say, less Beyonce, less Coldplay, and much more about marching bands. NFL Hall of Fame linebacker Dave Robinson played in that original Super Bowl. He was part of the Green Bay pass rush that led to this momentum-shifting interception early in the second half.
Dawson being rushed and throws, it is intercepted.
He says that walking into the stadium with legendary Packers coach Vince Lombardi just felt historic.
Vince said, man, football's come a long way from when I used to play in cow pastures. And I said, well, you're right, coach. And he thought that this was a long ways, but if he could see the Super Bowl today with all the grandeur,
he probably wouldn't believe it. Spoiler alert, the Packers won that first Super Bowl. And tonight, Robinson gets to relive that glory.
I've always said that I wish they'd saved those tapes of Super Bowl I. Now I'm going to have my own copy because I'm going to tape it. I really can't wait to see it.
As for Robinson's prediction for this year's Super Bowl?
Kansas City versus the Green Bay Packers. Wouldn't it be phenomenal to have those two teams play Super Bowl 50 after having played in Super Bowl I? The league would have come full circle.
Well, those two teams, while they're low seeds, are both still in the playoffs, so that could happen. And if it does, maybe it would sound a little like this.
That's the end of the game with the final score, Green Bay 35 and Kansas City 10. We'll be back in a moment with the final wrap-up of today's game.
Super Bowl I, the lost game, airs tonight on the NFL Network. Of course, there are 12 hours of real football all this weekend. Not that I'm counting.